Father, we thank you that we can gather together in your name this morning. Lord, we pray that you'll pour out your spirit. You'll work wonders within our inner man. Change us, Lord.
Yes,
come
Lord,
to us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Fill us with your spirit. Lord. Give us expectancy today and this evening, all day, Lord, that you are with us and that you're going to do great and mighty things within. Bless these boys, Lord, on their last day. Lord, I pray that you'll open the heavens upon them, O God.
Hallelujah.
Keep them, O God. Yes. Let the things that they heard go deep within their soul.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Lord, bless them.
Jesus,
come
Jesus,
to them. Lord, we covet all the prayers for them, oh God. We know you love them with an everlasting love and you brought them here. So, Father, we pray that you will do above and beyond what we could ask, think, or pray for. Be their Savior, Lord, and bless them in Jesus' name.
Yes,
yes.
Every one of them, Father.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Every one of them.
Oh
God.
Oh,
God. Don't let the devil snatch what they've learned.
Oh, Jesus.
God,
Jesus,
we just pray.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And also, Lord, the little girls and boys in the cottage, they learn the seven truths about you. May those truths go deep, and they connect them to words in your word, Lord, so that they can understand how much you love them and accept you as Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. What if we could all stand and, well, I'll tell you what, if you can stand, let's stand and sing Beulah Land 153.
Stand, I
mansions are prepared for me, and through the shining glory shore, my heaven, my home forevermore. Thank you, Lord, we praise thee, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Number 3 in the white book.
Holy stillness fills my being as I rest securely there, knowing not but calm assurance, resting free from worldly care. Holy presence, holy happy resting place. There the light of God eternal shines from our dear Savior's face. Though the tempter fierce assailant, sweeter is our rest, calmer, firmer grows assurance, finding that he doeth best, dwelling in his holy presence, blessed companionship divine. Blessed dwelling, that the glory is sublime. There no clouds can overshadow, for his brightness fills the sky. And our Savior keeps his promise. I'll be with thee, I am thine.
You may be seated. I was just thinking when our brother began with that song, Beulah Land. Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land. Maybe some of you were scratching your head with me. Now, what is all that about? Beulah Land. And I think that in some ways we come here to camp and we experience Beulah Land. We sense his presence so near, so close, as it were, to our God, to heaven, his dwelling place. And yet, in a sense, and in a very real sense, we can't just say that camp is Beulah Land, because I think it speaks to us of an experience with our God, where we walk with him, where we talk with him, where we have fellowship as we are singing here. We have blessed companionship divine. Jesus has become very dear to us, and he walks with us, and we walk with him. And so God has something more for each one of us. He wants to draw us in more closely to Himself. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we want to experience more of You today. We want to love You more. We want to know You better. We want to serve You with all our heart. And so, Lord, we're thankful for that drawing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we want to respond in faith and in love to You today. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, make Yourself precious. Jesus, You are precious. So this song, Dwelling in His Holy Presence, again, I can remember as a boy, many of these songs, the reason this book is put together is many of these songs were not in our hymn books or are not in our hymn books. And coming here to camp, you would hear these songs sung. Sometimes Brother Gordon Gardner would sing a special, or this one particularly, Dwelling in His Holy Presence. And so we've been blessed with a rich history of hymns and spiritual songs that speak to our hearts and cause us to desire the Lord. And so let's ask Him today, Lord, make us more conscious of Your presence, that You are here, that Jesus, You are here. And wherever we are throughout this day, remind us. Remind us to look up. Remind us to look within, to know that You reign in our hearts. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord.
Can I share something before we go on?
Yes.
When I came a few minutes early, the Lord laid Revelation chapter 4 on my heart. I won't read the whole thing, but it says, "After these things I looked up, and behold, a door standing open to heaven. The first voice which I heard was like a trumpet sounding with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne." Bob and I had the opportunity years ago to go to Patmos, and we were able to go into the cave where John received the revelation. And we were able to stand in the spot where he had prayed day and night. He had a spot where he would put his hands inside of the rock. And when you put your hands in there, the rock was so smooth from the time that he spent before the Lord. It just showed me John had come before the Lord. He was prepared to receive what the Lord had for him. That's what he wants for each one of us. And then as I was reading in 4, it says, whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sat on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. And You created all things, and Your will they exist and were created. What caught me was even the 24 elders who were in heaven with the Lord, sitting next to Him, they fell down. They recognized the holiness and the glory of the Lord. How today, as we're singing about Beulah Land, Lord, let each one of us recognize that You are holy.
Yes,
and
Lord.
You are a God that is calling us into that holiness.
Hallelujah.
We pray now, Lord God, that each one of us would get a glimpse, Lord God, as John had. Let us get on our knees, Lord God. Let us dedicate today, Lord God, that we draw closer to You, that Your image might shine forth in this darkness, Lord God.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You have a mighty will to be done, Lord. We pray that Your will that is in heaven be done here on earth.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, walk in our midst today. Oh, Jesus, lay Your hand upon each one, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, Gajaba, Gaba, Joko, Moshe, Gajaba,
that's the lead into the last verse. See if you see it there. You're going to sing it now.
Dwelling in His holy
Bible says that He is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before His presence with exceeding joy. Faithful is He who calleth you, who also will do it.
Can we sing number 383?
We have a prayer request this morning. Our sister Dolores would like us to pray for a little baby that was taken to the hospital with a very high fever. The baby's been sick for a number of weeks, and her name is Sophia. Now, did I get that right, Sister Dolores?
Yes.
And she is the granddaughter of someone in the church there at where our Sister Dolores attends. So let's just bring Sophia to God. He knows all about it. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let's just all lift our hearts. I'll ask our Sister Dolores, you lead us in prayer, and we'll pray along with you, all right? Dear Lord Jesus, dear God, stretch forth your hand.
Father, Lord God, we just lift up Sophia to you, Lord God. And we know, Lord, that you do heal, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We care about this family, Lord. We care about the parents. We care about the grandparents. And, Lord, those that are so concerned about this.
Oh, Jesus, touch her.
And so we just lift Sophia up to you, Lord. And we pray for healing to come into her body, Lord. We thank you for the blood that was shed for her, Father God.
Yes.
And I pray, Lord God, that by your stripes she is healed.
Yes.
And I just pray for that fever to go down.
Yes.
And, Lord, that she will be completely well, completely healed, and thrive as a little baby.
Yes.
And I just pray for Maureen, that's the grandmother. Lord, she is so concerned, and I just pray
God, give peace,
and lift her, and the parents, you lift them and help them during this time, and help them to look to you, Lord.
Yes.
Help her parents. I don't know if they're really 100% Christian, but
I speak to them.
That they
just
call out
them.
To you, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Lord, we continue to just remember all those who are looking to you for healing. Lord, even in this room, dear God, you are the great physician. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just come and you minister to our bodies as well as our souls, Lord. Surely you are able. And so, Lord, you stretch forth your hand to heal. Oh, God, we're looking to you. Our eyes are upon you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.